وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله تعالى قال إذا ابتليت عبدي بحبيبتيه فصبر عوضته منهما الجنة يريد عينيه رواه البخاري. سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying Allah Ta'ala says when I afflict my servant by means of his two beloved things and he makes sabr, then I replace him or I repay him in lieu of what I had taken, I give him Jannah. So when I afflict my servant by means of his two beloved things, the two beloved things refers to his eyes. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away a person's eyesight, the person becomes blind, and then he makes sabr on this. Allah Ta'ala says, I give him in place of this sabr, in lieu of the sabr, I give him Jannat. So the eyes are something very precious. When a person does not have sight, it becomes very difficult for him. He's unable to see his beloved wife, his children, his family. It becomes very difficult. He becomes dependent on others to guide him and to carry on with his affairs. So therefore, the reward for sabr when a person loses his eyesight is Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all those who don't have eyes or who don't have sight. But if they make sabr, then Allah Ta'ala will give them Jannat. وعن عطاء ابن أبي رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما ألا أريك امرأة من أهل الجنة. Hazrat Ata bin Abi Rabah says that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala told me, shall I not show you a woman of Jannah? فَقُلْتُ بَلَىٰ. I said, yes, please. قَالَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةُ السَّوْدَاءُ أَتَتِ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, this black woman who came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَقَالَتْ, she complained, she said, إِنِّي أُسْرَعُ, that I collapse because I am epileptic. I have epilepsy. So when I have epilepsy, I fall down. وَإِنِّي أَتَكَشَّفُ, and when I fall down, my satr becomes exposed. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَ لِي, make dua to Allah Ta'ala for me. قَالَ, Nabi Kareem Sassam said, إِنْ شِئْتِ, if you wish, صَبَرْتِ, make sabr. وَلَكِ الْجَنَّةُ, and for you will be Jannah. وَإِنْ شِئْتِ, but if you wish, دَعُوتُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَ أَنْ يُعَافِيَكَ, I'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala to cure you. فَقَالَتْ أَصْبِرْ, she said, I will make sabr. She had an option that she'll still remain having the sickness of epilepsy and she'll make sabr, or she'll make Nabi Kareem to make dua for her and she'll get cured. So she said, no, I will make sabr. But فَقَالَتْ, she said, إِنِّي أَتَكَشَّفُ, ya Rasul, I'm a woman and my satr becomes exposed. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ أَلَّا أَتَكَشَّفُ, make dua to Allah Ta'ala when I suffer from epilepsy, then my satr does not become exposed. فَدَعَالَهَا, Rasul made dua for her. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. We can see the reward for all the person when the person makes sabr, and look at the different conditions people went through, but they exercised sabr because they knew the reward for sabr. In the beginning we did the verse that the person who makes sabr, there is no limit for the sawab, it's limitless sawab. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء. He says, as though I can see Rasulullah, I can picture him relating an incident of a Nabi. صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ضربه قومه فأدموه. Rasulullah was explaining to the Sahaba of a particular Nabi. Most of the commentators say Rasulullah, when he was actually talking about himself, some say he was referring to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. What happened? That his people struck him. They beat him. فَأَدْمَوْهُ, they made him bleed. Remember the battle of Uhud? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his teeth became shaheed. The helmet, ring of the helmet penetrated his cheekbone. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam's face was oozing with blood. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ وَجْهِ. So he began to quickly wipe off the blood from his face. ويقول, and he, يقول, saying, اللهم اغفر لقومي, Allah forgive my people, فإنهم لا يعلمون. They did not know. They did not know what they are doing. They don't have the knowledge. They're ignorant. They don't realize the consequence of hurting their Nabi. Ulama have mentioned, if the people beat the Nabi and they make him bleed, if the blood has to fall onto the ground, Allah's azab will come instantly on those people. Therefore, Nabi Kareem, to save his people, quickly he began to wipe off the blood so that it does not fall on the zameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Nabi Kareem maqam mahmood. That is why after adhan we make dua, that Allah give him maqam mahmood, the highest of positions. Nabi Kareem had mentioned this, he said, I hope that Allah ta'ala gives it to me. Of course, Nabi Kareem is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. We are his ummatis, but look at the lesson we learn, that he is a Nabi and he is making sabr. He is bleeding and he's quickly wiping off the blood from his face and he exercises patience. He says, Ya Allah, forgive my people. They don't know. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.